Good morning. Good morning. It is the first day of 2022. I'm recording your Sunday Lovegram on New Year's Day. It just feels significant that I want to connect with you this morning, and I'm out taking a walk, and the sky is this beautiful, open, big, bold sky, and there's splashes of pink everywhere. It's about 7:20, and there's just this sense of new beginning. And so I was just taking a walk. I wasn't planning to record this, but I was listening to an audiobook called Originals by Adam Grant. And something about it, all of a sudden I just got this urge to talk to you, almost as if I could invite you along on my walk, which wouldn't that be magnificent? And just to have a conversation with you on New Year's Day, 2022. Listen, I know that the last couple of years have just been filled with so much grief and so much loss of all kinds, so much uncertainty and illness and hardship, and you know, a lot of people's lives being upturned and upside down and overturned and inside out. And I want to first and foremost thank you for being with me through this pandemic. I started doing these Lovegrams when the pandemic hit us in March 2020, and none of us had any idea, of course, what we were in for. But I really, truly feel that, as I've said over and over again, you know, echoing that Ram Dass quote, that we are all, you know, walking each other home. That's one of the big things I believe we're here for, you know, on this planet, is that we support each other. We love each other. We hold hands when times are hard or when we're skipping, you know, merrily. I'm going to do it. I just skipped a little on the street because I'm with you, because you make me happy. And okay, so that was the first thing. I really wanted to thank you and to underscore that I know that we all share a lot of common values. You know, part of the reason that you're listening to this right now is because, like me, you're someone who really believes in connection to ourselves, connection to others, you know, to learning how to love more deeply and more authentically, learning more and more and more as we grow older how to express ourselves uniquely as who we are, and not to be afraid that we'll be rejected for who we are, but instead to trust that being who we are is a celebration, and that we can also reflect that back to other people. I know that these are your values too: love, friendship, connections, growing, learning, becoming more and more able to see like this. Do you hear that? Do you hear those birds? So what I was going to say to you is being more and more able to experience the life that we are living. And I was walking by this, it's an arch that someone has created, and there's tiny little pink roses, and there's birds tweeting. And I know that you, like me, are interested in being present to these beautiful moments. And as we enter this new year, 2022, how can we allow ourselves to experience even more? So yes, of course, I know that there's still, always will be, the grief, the loss, the disappointments, the hardship, I know. And the question is, within that, how are we with ourselves and how are we with the people we love? We've talked about this before, that for many of us, some of the most meaningful times in our lives have been when we are sharing grief, with someone, when we are sitting, holding hands or our arms around each other or crying together, that, you know, there is a deep connection and love that can happen when we are acknowledging together a loss. And, you know, as I've said before many, many times, that kind of deep grief is directly related to deep, deep love. And I truly believe that part of the reason that those are some of our most meaningful times is because we are allowing ourselves to feel the love. My mentor, Brendan Burchard, has an expression, feel the day. And it's a simple expression, but I love it because it's not saying, you know, only feel positive or only feel goodness or only feel uplift or joy, but rather feel the day, feel what it is to be a human being here on this planet, which here we are, right? New year, 2022, and not everyone is here. You know, sometimes when I think of that, when I think, don't take this for granted, not everyone is alive right now. There are so many people who we lost in the last couple of years, right? There are so many people who didn't wake up this morning. There are so many people that we have loved, or maybe that have been complete strangers to us, or we've read about in books. They didn't wake up this morning like we did. And it's easy to take it for granted because our consciousness, right? We've only known waking up every day. And so in some ways it's hard to imagine not waking up. But here I am walking. I see a plane flying up above. I see the purple streaks now, that those pink purple streaks are getting lighter and lighter as the day awakens even more. I look at the hills of San Francisco, basking, bathing in golden light. I'm miraculously able to put each foot in front of me without even thinking about it. I'm talking to you on a device. This is crazy, right? That records my voice, and I can somehow, you know, post and you're able to listen. It's miracle after miracle. I feel like I'm kind of rambling a little this morning, but that's okay. And I think that's part of also this sense of back to this is what prompted me. I forgot all about this. What prompted me to turn on the recorder was I'm only at the very beginning of this book called Originals by Adam Grant. And I think what prompted me to want to talk to you is that what he's talking about, at least at the very, very start of the book, is that the people who are able to question status quo, the people who are able to look at things and see that there might be something else available, that's the people he's talking about. And, oh my goodness, I just passed another bush with tiny, they're kind of, to me, they look like sunset colored roses. They're peach and gold and with some red in them. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful that the colors that are in nature. Now I'm passing, I love these, there's three houses next to each other. One is violet with yellow trim. One is that same yellow, but with blue, like sort of a sky blue trim. And then the one next to it is that blue color, and it has a sort of deep, rusty maroon trim. It's as if the three of them sort of all got together. Maybe they did. Maybe they're a family. But I always love when I pass them because it feels, they're so bright and joyful. And now I'm passing one of my favorite things that I pass every morning, which is just this big crumble of, you know, those big plastic Christmas decorations. They blow up at night and they're like I think this one looks like one is a Santa and one is a minion and one might be a reindeer, but they're it's like they're all sleeping in a big pile. It's like they had a really hard night and are piled on top of one each other, sleeping it off, which might be appropriate for the day after New Year's Eve. I don't know. Okay, so the reason that I was so struck when Adam, the author, was talking about being able to see a different way is because I realized this is so much of what I want for all of us. I want us to be able to love the people in our lives in brand new ways that feel sometimes daring, sometimes courageous, sometimes like, you know, we look around and we think like, well, nobody else is expressing their love this way, but we can, right? We can be original in that. You know, when I know how hard it can be to create a love list for someone and to actually give it to them. I know that that takes courage because it's vulnerable and it's different than, say, buying someone a book or a sweater or, you know, something off of Amazon. I know that, but it's in doing that, in loving differently, in expressing ourselves creatively differently, in choosing to, you know, go against the grain because there's something in us that's calling us in that direction. In doing those things is how we feel most alive. And again, back to Brendan's, you know, feel the day. You know, he's always saying, and I think this is true, that what people most want is to feel alive, to feel connected, and to feel like we're living meaningful lives. And for each of us, that's very different, right? What that, you know, you feel alive in different ways than I do. Maybe some of them are the same, but to me, what I want to say on this New Year's Day 2022 is to allow yourself, give yourself full permission this year to feel alive and to be uniquely you. I mean, that's the thing, right? For so many of us, you know, for all kinds of reasons, who we are kind of gets squashed starting when we're really young people. And we squash it and squash it and squash it because we want to fit in and people want us to you know, sort of like, you know, do the right things and be kind of the right person. But in the end, what really makes life feel alive and worth living and full of meaning is when we follow our unique calling and whatever that is, right? It might be, I wanna put, you know, Greek yogurt on my strawberries right now. And maybe I'm going to, you know, put one like perfect strawberry in the top of it to please myself. You know, it could be something as simple as that, but to follow it, right? I've been paying really close attention to this lately and noticing how many times I have a little urge to do something. And that voice in my head, that Squawky Polly, tries to shut it down for no reason. You know, and these are just small things. Like when I skipped. I'm going to do it again. Like that, right? Whatever, you know, who's that hurting? Nobody. In fact, it's really fun. It makes me feel great. But that Squawky Polly voice, you know, wants to tell me, you know, that's not done, or what if someone sees you, or it's so ridiculous. But we've got to pay attention to that. Oh my gosh. I just as I said that, I found this smile on the sidewalk. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'll send it to you. I gotta keep it. It's so fun. It looks like a little bottle top, but it's a big smile, happy face, like I think underscoring what I was just saying. So this is what I want for you this year. in the midst of everything going on, in the midst of, you know, all the uncertainty still, and, you know, the fear and the politics, can you allow yourself to feel alive? Can you allow yourself to bring the meaning to your life that you want? Can you allow yourself to be original? You know, and being original means whatever wants to come through you, let it. If you have ideas of how things could be that are different than the way they are, bring them into the world. That's what we need, right? Like, this cookie cutter life doesn't make anybody feel really good, right? It's just sort of the, like when we were in high school, right? And everybody tried to wear the same clothes, or everybody tried to have the same expressions they used. There's not really a whole lot of life in that. It's almost recycled life. And I'm encouraging you, and I think this little smiley face that I found on the sidewalk was a way that the universe was cheering us on, to love in the way that you want to love. Live in the way you want to live. Express yourself in ways that make you feel good and alive. Feel the day. Don't be afraid of being different, because it's that difference that really, truly makes the planet feel energized. I think it's true, right? Like, I know that sounds like a big direction to give you, but you can energize the planet in a new way. And certainly you can energize the people that you're around in a new way. And I know this because I feel it from you, right? When I get emails from you and people, you know, you tell me that you did this little, you know, twist on the love list, or, you know, you expressed your love to someone in a really unique way. You gave a great gift that really moved them. I feel your originality, and it inspires me to continue to see how I can express myself in new ways. So here we are. Oh, the day is blooming even more. Our lives are blossoming. We have a whole new year. Like, let yourself step into it as a brand new chapter. I love you. I'm so grateful to you. Thank you for walking by my side. I feel you even now as I'm walking around the streets. Thank you for being the person to elevate the relationships in your own life, to be the person who is a leader in loving people in fun and new and creative ways. And thank you for being the person who allows yourself to be original, to be you. Because wow, it's been a hard, hard time. And what the world really needs is exactly who you are, being your beautiful self. Sending you love. Bye-bye.